for me, what I do in my classes and what I do in the book, they're more universal than that, right? So it's not just specific to, you know, dance or whatever or anything. It's not really specific. It's a little bit broader. So, you know, if you feel like you're frantic and all over the place and you feel like you're pushing against something, like you write those thoughts down and then you turn that into a mantra. So a mantra from that place, you know, is one of the mantras in the book, which is, I am tuned in. I step into the flow. I have all that I need and the rest I let go.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. In fact, the first edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast in 2019.
That's right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. And for our first episode of the year, we're going to be bringing you an awesome interview with a fitness pro. But before we jump into that interview, we want to tell you guys about the Addicted to Fitness podcast website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com, where you can find out more details about this very episode and all of our episodes. Also want to mention, you guys, give us that rating review in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or your preferred podcast app. Really helps us reach more listeners, and that's what we're trying to. We're trying to build this community in 2019, or continue building it in 2019.
Yes.
And one way we're going to do that is by trying to have on a lot of fitness pros this year, including like today's fitness pro, Aaron Stutland. Aaron is a mind-body wellness expert, and that has a lot of different descriptions in it, but we will get into all of it during our interview with her. But a couple of few things I wanted to talk about before we jump into it is that I really liked Aaron's approach. You guys will hear about her book, which actually gets released the day after this episode goes live, if you believe
nice
that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be introducing the whole book to you guys before it goes live, if you listen to this on our day the podcast comes out. Anyways, but she really has a cool thing, and I felt almost a little bit of a kinship because a lot of the things she talks about is the mind-body connection. So as you know, we said, mind-body fitness expert, and that really drew a lot of parallels for me from martial arts. Because in martial arts, we always talked about mind, body, spirit. You know, it's not just what your body is capable of. It's what your mind is essentially able to convince your body to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then your spirit is kind of even that more of that unseen thing that is further inspires you or kind of keeps you gives you a certain type of reverence for what you're doing. You know, obviously martial arts, people think fighting, but it's a lot more, it's more detailed than that. And when we talk to Erin with her, the book that she's going to release, she connects mantras and movements together, which is really cool because I like the idea of mantras having kind of a saying to inspire you or keep you on task. So
yeah,
we're going to get into more details about it. And I don't want to kind of keep
hinting.
Yes. Let's just
get into it. Dive on in.
Right. Let's just go ahead. Enough with all the talk. Here's our interview with Aaron Stutland. My guest today is a TV host, motivational speaker, fitness coach, and author of the soon-to-be bestseller, Mantras in Motion, Manifesting What You Want Through Mindful Movement. I'm very excited to welcome Aaron Stutland to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. How are you doing today, Aaron?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited to have you on the podcast. One thing we do on a weekly basis is my wife and I go over kind of our training recap for the week. So I like to ask the people that we talk to what they were doing for their training, for their fitness this week.
That's a funny question, a good question. You know, as we kind of touched on before we started here, I have a 12-month-old daughter. So my fitness routine has changed drastically in the last 12 months. And this week I did a run yesterday, a 3-mile run. And yesterday was Wednesday. It all runs together. Monday I did a Tracy Anderson workout. And then I'll probably do another workout tomorrow. So, you know, some weeks I'm getting in a training 2 days a week, 3 days a week, if I'm lucky, four. But it's fairly inconsistent, which is different than it ever was in the past. And, you know, you kind of learn to roll with it.
Right. Yeah. I know we were talking beforehand, like you said, being new parents, how it drastically changes your fitness routine. Obviously you're excited about the new challenge and raising a little person. That's very, you know, something that I think all parents are, just enthralled with, but then you've got to find that new way to be adaptive to your fitness routine. So I think that's it's a challenge that all parents will face when any new parents that are thinking about becoming parents or will soon be parents. They have to face that challenge. But it's very exciting stuff. Question for you. You are located in New York, is that correct?
Yeah.
So how was the run? Is it bitter cold up there or?
Well, I did a treadmill run, honestly. Yeah, it's getting a little cold out here. So I'm in Brooklyn. There are some really beautiful areas to run. But these days, you know, an outdoor run would be amazing. But I'm like, let's just hop on the treadmill and get her done.
No.
That's what we did.
I agree. No, that's very smart, very logical. So first, before we get into all the other areas, especially your book, I want to talk about how you kind of got to this point. I mean, where it started from, where the kind of the obsession with both fitness, mantras, movements, where it all stemmed from.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to start by saying it's so I was, when you reached out to be on the podcast, Addicted to Fitness, I was like, it's funny because I am, you know, my stuff falls into the fitness category, but I'll be honest. I have a confession. I never really consider myself to be a fitness type of a person. And I'll tell you why, and you'll understand. And hopefully those out there who want to maybe even look at fitness differently, who have an open mind to approaching fitness in a different way, might really appreciate this. But my background was in dance. So I really came to fitness through, the expression of movement, you know, movement for the sake of joy, movement for the sake of expressing yourself, movement as a discipline, a technique that a little bit different than fitness, you know, it was an art form. And I studied dance all through my life, and I studied dance in college. And when I was in college, I hit a little bit of a dark time. My mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer my freshman year of college. I went through a really difficult time. It felt like I had walked through a door, and when I turned around, that door no longer existed, and I was in a new space as the result of my mom's diagnosis. And I was really struggling with my own negative thinking, my own fearful thinking, my own anxious thinking, my own doubts. And as I watched my mom go on this really beautiful journey of healing, I watched her approach it with the most incredible positive attitude. She didn't let her fear overwhelm her. She didn't let her anxiety about the unknown future overwhelm her. And I learned a lot about, you know, healing, about the power that we have to really choose our own perspective and create our own life at that time. So that was when I really started reading some books that incorporated mantras. I read a really amazing book called The Greatest Salesman in the World, which I was not obviously going into sales, but it incorporated mantras and affirmations into your everyday life. And you were supposed to read these affirmations three times a day. And I would read them, and then I would go to dance class, and I would start to think about the affirmations, think about the mantra while I was moving, while I was standing at the ballet bar. And that's really where, that was the seed of where it began. You know, flash forward many years later, I moved to New York. I was dancing professionally for a while. And somewhere in my mid-20s, I decided that I was kind of done. I was sort of ready to stop dancing professionally. I wanted to move on to other things. But I wanted to continue to move my body because movement was a huge part of my life. It was a huge part of who I am. And so, you know, I started to explore other ways, other movement forms. You know, I was going to yoga. Of course, I was going to the gym. I was taking fitness classes. And what I was finding was that I loved yoga because I loved sort of the intention and the, you know, the breath and sort of what it all stood for, the spirituality. But what was missing for me in yoga was like the high energy, the good music, the, you know, the choreography, the movement where you're moving together in a room with people. And when I went to the gym and I took a fitness class, I love the high energy. I love the movement. I love the music. But what was missing for me was that spirituality, that piece of it that to me, you know, movement was more than just about getting great abs or buns of steel or whatever it may be. That wasn't, you know, the conversation that I was interested in having. I wanted to have a conversation while I was moving that was about spirituality, that was about developing confidence, you know, compassion, all of these things. And so that's really where I started to combine these concepts of spirituality, of self-development with movement that sort of felt like a dance or fitness class. Mm-hmm. And, you know, created these workshops where I was using mantras that we started saying or affirmations that we would say out loud while we were moving in a whole group of people. And found that this was a method that was transforming people's lives.
When you talked about and you were describing it, it was very similar to how I feel about martial arts. That's where I kind of rediscovered my love for fitness. My addiction for fitness started with martial arts. And I wasn't a martial artist growing up. I did some wrestling, but not traditional Asian martial arts. And once I got into that, it not only changed, obviously, me physically, but mentally is how it really changed me. And the way you describe dancing, it's kind of, and they have like similarities. Like there's I feel like there's a lot of art when it comes to martial arts too. Obviously, the words in there, but the dance and martial arts have a lot of similarities. So I could definitely get that mind-body connection. And that's something I think is huge. And I feel like when I saw the title of your book, that's why I was immediately gravitated towards it, because you're trying to make really hone in on that mind-body connection, which I think amplifies fitness, kind of how you described it. And I'd love to hear how, obviously you said saying mantras out loud, which I think is an important thing. But I want to know, how you develop the mantras. Is this over time? Is this, obviously you've read the books and The Greatest Salesman. I think I heard Tim Ferriss talking about that book, about one of his books that he suggests people read. I want to know where kind of the mantras came from for you.
That's a great question. For me, I develop my mantras based on what I need. And so how do I get to what I need? I usually start by writing down whatever I am fearful of, whatever negative thoughts I am buying into or believing. And I start by making a list of whatever that may be. So, you know, if it's anything from, I'll give you an example. I haven't necessarily used this in class, but when I was younger and I was dancing, one of my biggest doubts as a dancer was that I wasn't good at picking up combinations easily and effortlessly, which is something you have to do when you're a dancer. And so, you know, a mantra that I created during that time was, I pick up combinations easily and effortlessly, right? So I would take basically a negative thought or a negative idea, and I would flip it on its head and turn it into a positive. And for me, what I do in my classes and what I do in the book, they're more universal than that, right? So it's not just specific to, you know, dance or whatever or anything. It's not really specific. It's a little bit broader. So, you know, if you feel like you're frantic and all over the place and you feel like you're pushing against something, like you write those thoughts down and then you turn that into a mantra. So a mantra from that place, you know, is one of the mantras in the book, which is, I am tuned in. I step into the flow. I have all that I need and the rest I let go. And I like to develop, personally, I like to develop mantras that rhyme. I think there's something to it, especially when you're moving to the rhythm of music of any kind. But that's really how it starts. You start with a negative and then you turn it around. And I encourage people who read the book, you know, people say, do I have to use these mantras? Well, these mantras are a starting place for you, certainly. And they are universal around themes, such as resistance or taking inspired action or changing your beliefs or allowing and accepting what is. But I encourage people to create a practice of creating your own mantras and then take it to movement. Then go ahead and move with it.
That's great. I mean, I was looking through some of the mantras that you have for each chapter, and I like it's interesting to think about how they developed in the rhyming scheme. I mean, I know that they're not all, you know, they're not all going to rhyme, but for, like you said, you prefer for them to rhyme because I think that like it almost, I don't know if not reaffirms it, but it's almost makes it stick a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it was from my high school days with like looking over poetry, iambic pentameter or all that kind of stuff. But like you said, when you have that rhyming scheme, I don't know why, but it seems to be a little bit easier for you to get into that mantra mode. That's really interesting about, because a lot of time when you're working out, and I notice a lot of people are quiet. You know, they're very kind of within themselves, and maybe they're talking in their own head. I've found when we're practicing martial arts or something, being vocal, I feel adds to the experience.
Absolutely.
It's almost a kind of going to another emotional state when you add in verbal. I mean, I'm not talking about scream therapy, but it's like it when sure. you kind of exhale, or when you give the, what they call in martial arts, ki-ites and things like that, it's very almost therapeutic and adds to the experience.
Absolutely. And you know, I think your people will also appreciate, you know, there was a study done not long ago that, you know, they were trying to determine how does fatigue happen when one is exercising in particular? Does it happen in the muscles? Is it the heart? Is it the oxygen? Is it the lungs? You know, where does it happen? And they created two groups, a control group of cyclers that just went about and did their cycling. And then the experimental group was also cycling, and they were given affirmations to say out loud while they were moving. Things like, I got it, I'm strong, you know, or whatever it may be. And they were saying it to the rhythm of the music that they were cycling to. And what they found was that the ones who were saying the affirmations were able to go longer. Their endurance increased as a result, and their performance improved. And what they, you know, deduced from that study was that fatigue doesn't happen in the body first. It actually happens in the mind first. And so particularly when it comes to exercise, and I'm sure everyone listening has experienced this, you know, whether you're taking a class or you're exercising on your own, it's very common that you get to a certain point in the exercise where it gets hard. And the minute it gets hard, the minute you're challenged is the minute you go up into a story. You kind of pop out of the moment and you kind of leave your body and you go up into a story, whether the story is, this is really hard, I suck at this, my body's never going to change. Maybe you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror, you don't like what you see, but all of a sudden you're out of the moment. And, you know, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you are doing movement, doing exercise, and you're thinking, I suck at this, there's no space for anything else. That's it. That's all you've got. And so the reason why we say mantras while we're moving is because there is, if you're saying, I am powerful now, I am tuned in, it's my time. If you're saying that while you're moving, there's no space for the negative to come in. And as a result, your performance improves and your endurance improves because the mind is not getting fatigued yet.
I absolutely agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Sorry, I know I say absolutely agree. Couldn't agree with you more. I know when, like, personally, whenever you're doing, no matter what your workout is, whenever it gets tough, if you've got that positive mindset, you can bust out another rep. You could keep going. When I was doing road work, when I was doing amateur kickboxing, you know, running by yourself is possibly one of the most boring things ever. But I knew how important it was. And then I got into the visualization of how important this is to my performance in the ring. So it was like, it was so useful. And I love that idea. Like you said, thank you for sharing that study, because I'm always interested in hearing about, you know, the scientific research about things that I've thought to be true. You know, I've practiced on myself essentially. And then, like you said, it's being backed up by the research, by the experiments. So it's, I just feel like positive mindset has so many more benefits than the opposite. You know, I know that's probably like a no duh, right? But I don't think people give enough credit to that idea about having a positive mindset when you go into a challenging endeavor can help your performance. And it doesn't just have to be with fitness. It could be with everything in life.
Well, and that's, I love that you said that, because that's really, you know, what the book is all about and what I feel like I want to convey to people is that, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you can change your association with a challenge while you are working out. So you're working out, you get, you know, it gets hard, you get challenged, and instead of giving up at that moment, you learn how to tap into something greater, your own power, your own positive self-talk. That will translate into every other area of your life. You will start to get, you know, you will face a challenge in your work, and you will have now a new identification with a challenge. So instead of a challenge coming up and you saying, you know, I'm out, this is too hard, you now have experienced being in a challenge and have said to yourself, I am powerful. I can do it. I've got this. And that is going to give you a whole new experience for every aspect of your life, whether it's work, relationship, finance, you name it. This will bleed into every other area of your life.
Oops, sorry. That is very inspiring. And so obviously the book, we have the mantras, and how else, what kind of other information besides the mantras are available to people in the book?
So the book really is about it. You know, the subtitle of the book is Manifesting What You Want Through Mindful Movement. And I'm a big believer that we have the ability to create a life that we really love. And I don't mean by just accumulating things, but I mean by, you know, we have the power to really shift ourselves into a loving place, a kind place, a compassionate place on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Especially, and I say that for the people who feel as though they're kind of stuck in a way of thinking and a way of being. And I love the idea that we have the ability, like I said, to create what it is that we really want in our lives. And what I have found was that, you know, there's so many incredible, amazing books, and this is such a big topic of conversation of creating mindset, you know, creating your mindset, creating change in your life. But I found that, you know, a lot of the times you read a book and it's an intellectual experience. So you're like, okay, great. I know I need gratitude. I know I need to be grateful. Or you're like, great, I know I need to be more positive and believe in myself. But it's an intellectual idea that your body's like, yeah, but you're saying it, but I don't really believe you, right? Because so many of our memories and thoughts and feelings about ourselves are stored in the body. So, you know, I wrote this book so that people can experience these concepts that sometimes are intellectual and get them into their body on a physiological standpoint so that they do create the change they want in their life, so that they're really living in this place of believing in themselves. And I walk people through a lot of different exercises, journaling exercises, to help you gain clarity on what it is that you do want in your life. Because the first thing you need to do is identify what you want. And I think a lot of people don't take time to do so. And then, you know, you have to make sure that your beliefs are in alignment with that thing that you want. So you say you want to be in love and you want a beautiful relationship, but there's a belief there that says, relationship's going to hold me back. It's going to stifle me. So we got to work on your beliefs. And I take people through a whole process of manifesting using mindful movement.
That's awesome. So you're like, and you kind of previewed it earlier, your workouts, are they a combination of kind of HIIT training, yoga, and dance all wrapped into one, almost like a hybridization workout, or do they focus in one area specifically?
Yeah, the workouts that I teach live in my online programs are definitely a hybrid of HIIT and dance and toning. The movement that I created for the book is actually much simpler than all of that. So it's really just functional, simple, straightforward movements, because I didn't want it to be complicated. I wanted you to be able to read the book and see the movement in the book, see the mantras, and be able to get up and do it. And so it's really for anyone, you know, it is for able-bodied people, obviously, but you can even, you know, there's things that you can do even in your chair, if you're sitting in your chair, that you can do to create this kind of movement and change in your life.
That's awesome. Now, I think I saw a little bit of video on your website that had some punching in there. Are there any martial arts moves mixed in?
I love a few punches here and there, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
That's fun. And there's something else besides the book. Obviously, you have many different things that I'd love to talk about. And I wanted to maybe touch on the show that you're a host of.
Yeah, so I host a show. It's called Altered. And the concept of the show is that every episode is an engaged couple that's looking to create a transformation, inner and outer, before their wedding, hence the word altered, before they meet at the altar. And they're separated for 90 days. before their wedding, and we give them an opportunity to really create some deep and profound changes in their life from the inside out. And it was really an honor to get to work with these people during this time and take them through a 90-day experience. And, you know, it's not like, not that there's anything wrong with some other weight loss shows out there. I won't name them, but this, what's unique about this, this show is that they're not sequestered on like a camp. They're living their lives just the way you are, just the way I am. And they are, which can sometimes be harder to create change when you've got all of these, you know, other placeholders around you that are kind of keeping you in a certain place. Mm-hmm. So you see the challenge of, for them to create that kind of change that they want. And these are people who have, you know, a significant amount of weight to lose.
Yeah. I'm looking at the site right now and it's, you guys are going into your second season, it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And I guess it kind of looks as if you guys are kind of really full circle. 'Cause like you said, it's, I can see you guys are in the pews at the weddings too. So it's, you're really seeing it to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, and some people find that, we've had the experience that, they sign up for this program and they start to create some pretty big changes in their lives. And they realize this isn't the right relationship and the relationship that they were in, you know, because a lot of times people will get into a relationship. There's a lot of enabling going on, mm-hmm. and one person really wants to change and the other person, they're afraid the other person is really hold that change back. So we've had some people who didn't end up getting married.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's got. I imagine I'd like to see that episode. That probably makes for, you know, I don't want to say interesting confrontation, but obviously, you know, it's better, I guess, after the fact. Correct?
Yeah. Definitely. rather than figure it out, then before they walk down the aisle.
Absolutely. So I want to go back to kind of how we started with this, being a new mom, having all these different endeavors on. Especially on your plate. And obviously holiday time, we're going to be releasing this, post the holidays, but I know you guys are coming into Christmas as we record this. What are you guys excited for is this your first Christmas with your daughter?
Yes. This is our first holiday season with her. And, we just celebrated Hanukkah.
Oh, okay.
So this is our first, you know, holiday. Well, it's actually not our first because she was born November 27th.
Right.
So we just, so it's really officially our second, but, she was so tiny. I don't even think we celebrated anything last year. It's so exciting. You know, she started walking a while ago and she just, you know, feels very much like a tiny human. Yep. And it's just so exciting to see them grow and discover the world. And, you know, it's so funny because they get you're in the baby mode and you're like, is she understanding anything? You know, and then all of a sudden all these things start clicking and you're like, wow, she really was hearing and getting everything we were saying these last few months. And now she's like doing them, you know,
absolutely. It's very cool. Absolutely. And it's always, I know people say it, you know, you don't really believe the cliches that the parents tell you about how they grow up so fast and how they're little, just basically, you know, parrots. They will basically parrot back anything you do. And now I can see my wife and I's daughter just doing that. Even the way she laughs, like when we make funny laughs, she'll try to mimic that. And it's just, it's very, you know, obviously, you know, we're getting a little bit, touchy-feely, but that's all right.
Totally.
Now, there's a couple of different things because you not only do you have the book, do you have the TV show, but I wanted to talk about the shrink sessions too. So maybe kind of give people a little preview of that because that's something they can possibly meet you in person and take classes from you in person. Is that correct?
Well, I do have some classes in New York City only at the moment. And I will do a couple in the new year once the book launches. And then I'll sort of figure out what my schedule is because it gets a little crazy with travel. But I do have an online program and the online program has thousands of people from around the world. We offer a variety of workouts from 5 minutes to 15 minutes to 20 minutes to 45 minute workouts. I incorporate meditation as well with the workouts. I incorporate coaching so that you, again, it's more than just the workout, but it's really about rounding out your whole life. And there's an incredible Facebook community of support that creates accountability for anybody who needs it.
Right. And that's a huge portion. That's why I think online training is, can really be beneficial, as long as, you know, you have that online support group, because we've said on the podcast is that obviously you can do it alone, but it is very, it's much more difficult to, you know, have a sustainable fitness program when you're by yourself, when you don't have any social, basically support group there for you. Having that encouragement and knowing that you're not the only one that's having this problem, whatever problem it might be, it's reassuring to you. Not that people are struggling, but the fact that everybody is struggling kind of is reassuring, the fact that you're not failing, you know, that everybody kind of has setbacks, but then when you have those milestones and sharing it with other people, that's even more of a kind of reassurance that you're on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely. I think accountability is really everything. And I think it's the one thing that holds people back from achieving their goals, is when they don't have the proper accountability in place.
Absolutely. I agree. So once again, I want you to give you some time, because I want you to tell people how they can get your book, when it's going to be available, and then some other kind of way they can get a hold of you and maybe participate in your online program or watch you on Altered, the TV show.
Yeah. So the book comes out on January 8th, and you can come to aaronstutland.com/book. You can find it on Amazon, of course. If you come to aaronstutland.com/book, you will see we have a page that has a lot of really juicy bonuses. So when you buy the book, you'll click on Amazon, you'll buy the book, you'll come back to our page, and you'll enter your book order number, and you'll get those bonuses delivered to you right away. We have a Magical Manifestors workshop. I have an incredible meditation that helps release subconscious beliefs, some wonderful playlists. And then on that site, aaronstutland.com, you'll also see there's access to all the things that I do. So Shrink Session and Soul Stroll, which is another product we have. And you'll find ways to get in touch. And of course, you can find me on Instagram at aaron.stutland.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We will definitely share all that information on our website, in our show notes for this episode. And before you leave, Aaron, I want to ask you, and this is another question I ask all the people we speak to, if you had to give one piece of advice to the people listening today, you know, health-related advice, what would that be?
I think find movement that you love to do. Find movement that brings you joy. Do not get sucked into this idea that you have to do something, you know, a certain way to create change in your body. You know, there's so many options out there right now. There's a lot of information about this diet and this workout and that workout. You know what's going to create change in your life? The thing that you like to do. Why? Because you'll keep doing it. And I can't emphasize enough that it's so important to trust your instincts, trust your gut when there's something that you absolutely don't like. Keep looking for something that you do enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That is great advice. Also, just let you know, if you want any martial arts kind of movements or techniques to add into your workouts, I'll be happy to send them your way. So just let me know. But I'm really, really glad and privileged to talk to you today. And hopefully, you know, when we have another book coming out, so another program coming out, you come back on and share it with our listeners.
Excellent. I absolutely will. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Aaron Stutland. Like I said, we were really focusing on the power of mantras, and obviously that's what her book focuses on. And I love the idea of connecting mantras to exercise, or just getting up and being moving, because that essentially, you can have a mantra in your own head, but when you say it out loud, it kind of focus helps you get through movements or exercise. It's kind of like
when, kinda like you're your own cheerleader.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there was one thing I remember, one experience with a former guest of the show, L.A. Jennings, and one of our friends, owner of Train Fight Win out in Denver. When they first started the gym out there, I was their first client, proud to say that. And they were, you know, slowly trying to add people to the gym, and LA would invite some of her friends from the English department at the University of Denver. And, you know, they're used to exercise and stuff like that, but the Mike in LA's exercise style is very, you saw it at the gym, it's very kind of...
Oh, I loved it.
Primal, I guess is a good way to put it, you know? It invokes a lot of feelings, and they're not always, like, just...
Well, yeah, they really encourage you to kind of, like, put your emotion into your workout.
Yeah, so I was doing some yelling during our workout with her friends from the English department. And
you scared the bejesus out of them, didn't you? I think
only one of them came back. Yep. Only one of them came back for multiple appearances.
Way to encourage the repeat customer, dude.
Yes. So, but, you know, if you guys look up Train Fight with Endeavor now, you will see that they are flourishing. So, flourishing? Is that right?
Flourishing.
Thank you.
Flourishing. Sounds like they're doing something with flowers.
Sorry. Anyways, that was a tangent. Back to Aaron Stutland. One of the topics we talked about in the episode, which I thought was really interesting, was her time as the TV host of Altered. Really interesting concept of a show, you know, helping engaged couples lose weight before the big day. And as you guys heard, they actually had one couple that didn't end up going through with it, which is...
I could see that happening.
Yeah, but I mean, that is next time Aaron comes on, I'm sure we're kind of talk about it more, because that is such a... To be in the middle of that...
Super awkward.
Yes, exactly. So, and then it's all being filmed, and you're like, oh boy.
And you're sitting there like, I have to sell this as a show.
Yeah, I know. Great. So that was super cool. Not cool, but super interesting type of tidbit that I don't know how many times she shared that. But we want to make sure we promote Aaron's book. Like I said, as you guys hear this, the episode goes live the day before the book is released. And once again, it is called... Mantras in Motion, Manifesting What You Want Through Mindful Movement. Okay, and we're going to have a nice little link for you guys to click on if you want to find out more about the book. You guys just go to addictedtofitnesspodcast.com, or actually we'll probably just put the link for the book right in the episode description, so you guys can just click on that. So this book is really, if you guys, after listening to the episode, are like myself and like Shannon, who really believe in the power of kind of positive self-talk and using mantras to motivate you, I think this book could be really inspiration to you. And I think a lot of stuff that Aaron puts out, a lot of the content that she puts out, can really help people, kind of get a hold of their fitness.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest, it's a new year, and regardless of whether you took on a New Year's resolution, trying something new is going to benefit you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that she has something that's a little more refreshing. It's not the same old, and she's not just encouraging, you know, pushing yourself harder. She's basically giving you more tools to how to actually get what you want accomplished and engage both your mind and your body to do so.
Right.
Versus just like... You know, the just engaging one or the other and ending up in 2 months down the road, and you're sitting on your couch going, I don't need to do anything today.
Yeah, and going on autopilot, like your body can go on autopilot, especially if you go through a workout. But if you get like your mind involved into it and focus on maybe doing an extra rep, saying, hey, I'm going 3 more, that's a type of mantra in itself. Pushing your body by using your mind, I think, is kind of the connection and hopefully the theme we wanted to push out on this episode.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. So once again, if you guys want to learn more info about Aaron, go to aaronstutland.com. And also we're going to put that link for her book, specifically the webpage about her book, in the episode description for this episode. I said episode twice. All right. Guys, if you have another suggestion on a fitness and health pro that we should speak to, please leave it in that rating and review that you give us in iTunes or Apple Podcast app, because we'd love to reach out to people and talk to them.
Yeah, what kind of professionals would you like to hear about if you don't have a specific person in mind? Give us a topic. Give us an area that we can go and basically track somebody down.
All right. You got anything else for him?
Nada.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.